You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Jim Martin, CPA and the founder and managing partner of ACM Capital Partners. At ACM Capital Partners, Jim leads a highly experienced financial and operational advisory firm dedicated to leading middle market companies through periods of growth, transition, or distress. Jim, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Certainly is our pleasure to have you, and thanks so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us today on the show. So for starters, tell me how and why you started ACM Capital Partners to kick things off today.
ACM Capital Partners was started by me in response to what I saw as the beginning of a recession. I had been doing turnaround or restructuring work for the better part of my career, and I had just come out of a very successful 8-year turnaround of an aviation company in South Florida that had been hard hit after 9/11. And I had successfully turned that business around and sold it to a strategic buyer in 2008. And shortly thereafter, I decided I wanted to create a team of professionals who, like I had done, could help businesses navigate through tough waters. And keep in mind that I created the firm at the onset of the Great Recession in 2008. So needless to say, we hit the ground running.
Now, we hear about consultants all the time, even here on the show, and they tend to get a bad rap. What makes you and your team different from consultants?
My team is actually managed companies, which is very different from your typical consultants. And I come across consultants all the time. I've come across them in many of the businesses that I've run over the years. And in my humble opinion, they're overpaid and underworked. But my team has managed companies, as I said, and that's the major differentiator from the typical consultants. They've had to stay awake thinking about how they're going to meet payroll that week. I want my people to go into an assignment, and when they leave on Friday, I want that company or the key constituents of that company to say, I can't wait for that person to come back on Monday. And we make those tough decisions, and they're on our shoulders. And consultants will merely tell you what the issues might be. They don't solve them. We solve them. In addition, consultants charge fees irrespective of results. ACM charges fees that are tied to agreed upon results. Therefore, our interests are always aligned with our clients and the stakeholders of those businesses.
And thanks for clearly clarifying that. Now, who are the companies you're looking to serve, and in what areas can you best serve them?
So, again, and for the majority of the firm's existence, we've served companies that are in distress. And we say companies that are in transition because there's some companies that will require, augmentation of their leadership team, or actually there may be a CEO that's stepped down, or there may be some other reason why a senior leader has been replaced. And we will at times come in and help that company or that client with the transition period. I've done that myself in a number of cases where I've stepped in as the acting CEO for a period of time until I could find a permanent CEO for that client. So that's one area that we've served. And then in the whole distress arena, we've assisted companies up and down their balance sheet. So we've assisted them with financial restructuring, including the access of fresh capital, which we can provide ourselves. We have a capital fund that we often will provide our capital to our clients. We also will help them improve their financial reporting and record keeping. And that's one of the key areas that is often overlooked or underutilized at a time when a company is in distress. Their financial record keeping and their accounting becomes backed up, and they don't have enough staff, or the staff they do have are not trained well. And so consequently, when the company is going in a tough direction, oftentimes the accounting and the record keeping is not up to date, and therefore the managers and the owners will not know really how bad the situation is. So we do a lot in improving the financial reporting and record keeping. In fact, we have opened up a new division called ACM Shared Services, whereby we are actually doing the back office or the financial reporting and record keeping for companies generally between, you know, $5 million and $25 million in revenue, where we can allow those companies to basically give their back office to us, and we do all their financial and record keeping for them. We also take care of their insurance, their IT infrastructure, et cetera. And it's really in response to what we've seen in the marketplace with the lack of financial reporting and record keeping, and I should say the accurate financial record reporting and record keeping. We also will assist our clients with streamlining their operations, eliminating waste and unproductive steps and or personnel that are within the operations. And as I said before, we will often step in to augment or replace an existing management team.
Today we are joined by Jim Martin, CPA, and the founder and managing partner of ACM Capital Partners here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Martin, we keep hearing about more and more companies being negatively impacted by the current state of the insurance industry. What recommendations do you have for these businesses?
It's a great question, and it's certainly an area that's garnered a lot of attention, both in the media and as well as in the business community. And this is an area in which I've had great passion over the last 15 years, which is really the period in which health insurance has become a real cost to companies. About 10 years ago, I began shifting the risk within health insurance to the insured or to the employee from the employer. And my theory then, as it is today, was that most people will be highly motivated to spend their healthcare dollars wisely or more wisely when the dollars are first coming out of their pockets. Now, that may sound tough, but in reality, what we have seen, and I think we can all relate to this to some degree, health insurance has been abused in the past, whereby we will often go to our providers, our doctors and others, with a cold or a small ailment that candidly does not require a doctor's attention. But because we have the insurance, we feel that we can go in with a very small copay and be able to utilize that service. And the problem with that is always. You have the most expensive dollars for an insurance company are those first dollars out. So when you start to take those first dollars and put that on the employee or on the insured, then there becomes a shift in both their thinking and in the cost of the plan itself. So this is the premise of the high deductible health plan that was created many, many years ago, but was combined with a health savings account by the Bush administration in 2004. And I was the first professional to implement this plan in South Florida in 2005. It saved the company $750,000 in its first year premiums over the traditional plan. Further, it reduced the premium increases substantially going forward. But with this plan, it still provides the insured and his family with catastrophic coverage. So it doesn't eliminate coverage. What it does is it protects them from, you know, again, an illness, a longstanding illness or what have you. And that helps the family, the insured, et cetera. But also what's interesting about the high deductible program is that it oftentimes has a no limit on the total out-of-pocket spend by the insurance carrier, which means that if an illness is debilitating and it continues, the insurance company will be obliged to pay throughout the entire time of the illness, where in traditional plans, there's often a cap.
Very helpful information there in that response. Thanks for that, Mr. Martin. Now, lastly, if you could pick one main challenge that you see facing businesses today, what would it be, and what advice would you like to share in that regard?
So We've been in over 150 companies since I started the firm in 2008. And I would say that the main challenge facing businesses today is that the company's strategy is not properly aligned throughout the organization. For instance, the company may have a great product to sell to a very large target market, but the company doesn't have the tools to properly manage the inventory for that product from the cycle of its purchase of raw materials through the production of those goods and ultimately as it's sold to the customer. So they may not have the proper fulfillment structure set up, and so they're not able to fulfill orders, and so then they fall down. And I'm just giving you an example of an inventory business or a company that sells, you know, goods, but this can be found, or these issues or challenges with not having a strategy properly aligned throughout an organization, and both services and in products as well. The companies will not invest in the various areas like accounting, as we mentioned earlier, to ensure that the strategy can be executed properly throughout the organization. Another example is that the company does not have adequate capital to execute the strategy, or has a poorly designed capital structure, meaning at times they'll have all debt and no equity. And so their capital becomes very expensive, and it also will restrict or constrain their ability to grow the business and execute their strategy. So for us, what we really want to see and what we try to show our clients is that your strategy may be sound, but your execution of that strategy may be flawed, and you're not able to execute the strategy throughout the various stages of the business. And that's what we see as one of the biggest problems facing companies today.
Well, Mr. Martin, we again thank you for your time and for your insights and valuable information and advice shared here today per your expertise. Much appreciated. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about ACM Capital Partners and how they could be in touch if they needed to do so.
Sure. So you can visit us at our website at acmcapitalpartners.com. That's the easiest way to do it. We are on Facebook as well, under the same. And also our main phone number is 305-960-8933. We have offices in South Florida. We have offices in Charlotte, Atlanta, Salt Lake City, and we just opened an office in Denver, Colorado. So we literally cover the country. In fact, our current engagements span South Florida all the way to Seattle, Washington. But that's how you reach us, and we look forward to talking to you.
Once again, Mr. Martin, we certainly appreciate your time. Continued success. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
And thank you. We have been speaking with Mr. Jim Martin, CPA, and the founder and managing partner of ACM Capital Partners, a financial and operational advisory firm dedicated to leading middle market companies through periods of growth, transition, or distress. And for more information and for contact, simply visit acmcapitalpartners.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.